Now the world don't move to the beat of just one drum. What might be right for you may not be right for some. A man is born, he's a man of means. Then along come two. They got nothing but the genes, but they got different strokes it takes. Different strokes it takes. Different strokes to move the world. Everybody's got a special kind of story. Everybody finds a way to shine. It don't matter that you got not a lot. So what? They'll have theirs and you'll have yours and I'll have mine. And together we'll be fine. Cause it takes different strokes to move the world. Yes, it does. It takes different strokes to move the world.
Get it in the gear, Arnold. You don't want to be late for school.
I don't think I want to go to school today, Willis.
Why not?
On account of the Gooch.
The Gooch? Is that bully picking on you again? I thought he was your friend now.
Well, he has a funny way of making friends. He punches you until you like him.
Well, what did he do to you?
Well, yesterday he soaked my lunch bag in the water fountain. You ever tried drinking a ham and cheese sandwich?
Why'd you let him do it? Arnold, didn't I teach you how to fight? Last year you were dancing around like Muhammad Ali.
Yeah, but I was boxing like Howard Cosell.
No, you were great. Hey, come on, show me some of that fancy footwork I taught you. Come on. Okay, now, throw a left and a right, a left. Now look mean. Meaner. Now that's what I call mean.
Yeah, while I'm looking mean, the Gooch is slam dunking my head into an asshole. Forget it, Willis. A little guy can never beat a big guy.
Well, Arnold, you gotta do something to defend yourself.
Yeah, I will. I'll turn my collar on and tell him I'm a priest.
Come on, let's go eat breakfast. Arnold doesn't want to go to school today because the Gooch is picking on him again.
Is that true, Arnold?
Yeah.
I thought you stood up to the Gooch last year.
Yeah, but the Gooch is a whole inch and a half taller than me now. And you should see his knuckles. They're all red from scraping the ground when he walks.
Come on now, Arnold. Aren't you exaggerating just a little?
Not much. The Gooch is a lot meaner now, too. He chews right through his leash.
What in the world is a Gooch?
He's a bully in Arnold's class.
I hate bullies. They're always picking on people and beating them up. I hate violence. Every time I see a bully, I want to kill him.
No, Arnold, you're just going to have to stand up to the Gooch again.
No. I do not want him to fight the Gooch again.
That makes two of us. I like my face the way it is, on my head. It's not easy when you're small like me. You can't defend yourself.
Arnold's right, Daddy.
Well, that's not entirely true. The things that people learn today for self-defense are karate and the martial arts. That might be very good for you, Arnold. I could arrange it if you'd like to take some lessons.
They even teach them down at the Senior Citizen Center. Any mugger that comes up behind me is going to wind up singing in a boys' choir.
A lot of karate's a great idea.
Yeah, look at Bruce Lee in all those movies. He wasn't very big. And he took on five guys at one time and went, pow, pow, pow.
Well, there's nothing I like better than the pow, 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 the Gooch. I'd give him a first-class ticket to the Twilight Zone.
Here in our school, Mr. Drummond, we teach Korean karate, Taekwondo. That means the art of hand and foot.
Too bad you don't teach me how to hit and run.
Pay attention, Mr. Kim. I'll show you some basic moves. First, the front snap kick.
Yeah! This guy's got bionic toes.
Now, Curtis will show you a basic chop.
I couldn't do that with an axe.
Well, you could work up to it, Arnold. You could start with popsicle sticks.
Now, Arnold, imagine that this man is coming at me in a dark alley. What do I do?
I don't know what you do, but I get my tail out of that alley.
And Arnold, when you're cornered and must defend yourself, you do this. Watch.
Well, that was very impressive, wasn't it, Arnold?
That depends on whether you're kicking or receiving.
Now, you try it, Arnold.
Oh, no way. I'm too small.
You can do it, Arnold. It's just balance and energy. Here, let me show you. Stand with your feet apart. Balance is here at your hips. And energy is there.
You took with my energy.
Ready? Now you chop. Let me hear your kiap. Now, kiap, the yell comes from here, not from there.
All right.
Try.
Yeah.
Not bad. Okay. Left hand out. Step in with your right foot.
Yeah.
Good. Now watch your right hand. Let's do it together for the last time, okay? Left hand out, stepping in with your right foot and chop.
Yeah.
Wait, look. You scared me.
I also scared me.
Very good, Arnold. Very good.
Now, concentrate all your energy there and on your foot and kick me.
I don't want to kick you. I like you.
Arnold, at the prices he charges, kick him. Just a little Marshall mirth there.
Let's begin. Chase me, Arnold. Hands to your side. Bow.
Okay, here it goes. Did I do that?
Well, I think Mr. Kim helped a little.
Oh, that's what I figured. He's just trying to make me feel good.
Come here, Arnold. Sit. Size means nothing. My people have a saying, the smallest mouse can bring down the biggest elephant.
My people have a saying, too. Show me a mouse and messes with an elephant, and I'll show you one dumb mouse.
Arnold will be down in a minute. Now, remember, guys, he's only been taking karate for 1 week. So some of the things he's going to show us will be a little rough. But let's all encourage him anyway.
Well, I guess I'm ready.
Hey,
you look
at Arnold.
It's Mr. Karate.
May a dragonfly never find a home in your underwear.
That is very inscrutable, Arnold.
I didn't know those karate guys fought in their pajamas.
This isn't pajamas. Karate guys call this a gi.
Well, maybe one day you'll be a black belt.
Well, I got the black part. But I'm having some trouble with the belt.
All right. What are you going to show us, Arnold?
Show us some of your moves, short but dangerous.
Well, first of all, you do what is called kune. That's when you bow to your opponent like this.
Well, why do you do that?
That shows you respect him, just before you kick him in the nose. Then comes chunbi. That's this. Yeah!
What does that mean?
That means begin. And if you don't do it right, it also could mean the end.
You did it just fine, Arnold. Now, what else have you learned?
Well, I've learned the block, chop, kick. If a mugger's coming at me, I'm supposed to go like this.
That was just great.
Wonderful. What great? I'm supposed to land on my feet, not my butt.
You'll get it, Arnold. We're all very proud of you, aren't we, gang?
Yes, we are.
Well, that's what I learned so far.
That's terrific, Arnold. You can karate and polish the floor all at the same time.
You hang in there, Arnold.
I'll be in the den if you need me, Muscles.
I bet you're not afraid of the Gooch anymore, right, Arnold?
Wrong. Today in the playground, he took my shoes and buried him in the dirt.
Well, what did you do?
I thanked him and offered to buy him lunch.
Arnold, now that you know karate, you shouldn't let him push you around.
Willis, I'm no good at this karate stuff. You just saw me. I couldn't defend myself against anything tougher than my rubber duck.
But you just started. You'll get better. Hey, I'll tell you what. I'll help you. You can practice on me.
What?
Come on.
I don't know.
Come on. You're better than you think. Okay, pretend like you're coming down the street, and I'll jump out at you and throw a punch. And then you block with one of those fancy kicks.
Well,
go ahead. Go ahead. Come down the street. Go ahead.
All right.
I'm gonna rearrange your face, short stuff.
Ah! Yeah!
Yeah! Go!
How was that, Willis? 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 Willis! Oh, no, I karate my brother! Dad! Well, I'm sorry, Willis. If you're unconscious, tell me. Dad!
What's going on?
I was practicing karate and I knocked Willis out.
Oh, no.
Is he okay, Daddy?
I'm fine. I was just faking.
Is this your idea of a joke?
I was only doing it to build up Arnold's confidence. Don't let on.
Good psychology, Willis.
Well, the next time, clue me in. You scared me half to death.
Put me down for the other half.
Stand back, everybody.
Thanks. I needed that.
I'm sorry, Willis. I'm sorry I kicked you so hard. I guess I don't know my own strength.
You sure don't. You know something, Arnold? You got a killer foot.
A killer foot?
Hey, Arnold, maybe you ought to register that foot with the police.
And all this time, I thought my foot was just for holding up my sock.
I'm glad you're all right, Willis. And Arnold, you better keep that killer foot to yourself from now on.
Oh, don't worry. My foot will never leave my leg.
My brother the tiger. Ah, I love it.
Arnold, you're the greatest.
Arnold, I don't think you should tell anybody else about your killer foot.
Why not? Because you don't want anyone else to know you got a secret weapon. I got it. Like Clark Kent doesn't go around showing everybody his big S.
You said it, bro.
Foot, I'm real proud of you. You one tough hombre. Foot, I think it's time the Gooch got his. Foot, how would you like to be called up for active duty? Oh, Gooch, this is Arnold Jackson. I'm calling you out, Gooch. Our playground ain't big enough for the two of us. Saturday morning, 8 o'clock, at the playground. You're gonna get yours. A mean, Gooch, mean. Foot, don't fail me now.
Hey, Arnold. How'd your karate class go today?
Smooth as polyester. We worked on our key apps today. That's what karate yells are called. And guess who yelled the loudest?
I'm proud of you, Arnold. I always said you were all mouth.
Now, see, most key apps are done like this. Yeah! Ah! But I do it like this. Yeah! Ah! Arnold, you know, even if you never lay a hand on the guy, you can blow out his eardrum. Between my yelling and my killer foot, I'm a pint-sized Godzilla. Arnold, you didn't tell anybody about your killer foot, did you? Of course not. It's my secret. I have a lethal weapon in my shoe. Oh, your friend Louie called. His number's by the phone. Thank you. Mm-hmm. You know, Willis, since I've been taking karate, I feel taller. You look taller. You know, tomorrow at school, I think I'll try using the high drinking fountain without being helped up. Hello, Louie? Yeah, it's Arnold. That's right. Tomorrow morning at the playground at 8 o'clock. Tell everybody. Don't miss it. Right. Bye.
Tell everybody what, Arnold?
Well, now that I got this killer foot, I challenge the Gooch to a fight.
What? Are you crazy?
Willis, I'm tired of being picked on. When I get through with the Gooch, you'll be carrying my books home from school.
If you fight the Gooch, they'll be carrying you home from school.
Me? Killerfoot Jackson? Willis, dangling from my ankle are the toes of death.
Oh, I know what I mean is, you know what Dad said about fighting.
Dad doesn't have to know. I got all my classmates showing up to watch me beat him up. They even bring him refreshments. Reminds me, I gotta keep up my strength. My muscles are crying for a ham sandwich.
Willis, will you drop this letter in the box for me, please?
Sure, Dad.
Yeah. Hey. Are you feeling okay?
No, Dad. I think I created a monster. Arnold really thinks he knocked me out.
I know. This morning he asked me if I could take out an insurance policy on his foot.
I sure'd hate to tell him that it's not true, Dad. I don't want to hurt his pride. But if I don't tell him, he's going to hurt all over.
What does that mean?
Arnold challenged the Gooch to a fight.
What? After I told him not to go around looking for fights, where's Arnold now?
In the kitchen, feeding his muscles.
Arnold, come out here, please.
Can it wait, Dad? I got a ham on rye working.
Well, hold the mail. Come in here a minute. Arnold. I understand that you challenged the Gooch to a fight.
Every time you understand, it means Willis snitched. I'm resigning as your brother.
Now, Arnold, karate can be a very dangerous thing. You could hurt someone with it.
Oh, don't worry, Dad. Underneath this mass of muscles beats the heart of a pussycat.
That may be, Arnold, but you are not going to fight the Gooch.
But I got to. I invited everybody I know to watch me beat him up. One kick in my killer foot and he'll be the first man on Mars.
No, he won't, Arnold. Willis, you're going to have to tell him.
Tell me what?
Arnold, you don't really have a killer foot.
What you talking about, Willis?
You didn't really knock me out yesterday.
Oh, come on, Willis. Don't be embarrassed because your little brother flattened you. I just happen to be a little bundle of dynamite.
Oh, I hate to tell you this, Arnold, but I was just faking. Just to build up your confidence.
That is the truth, Arnold.
You mean I'm not tough? This is just an ordinary flat foot?
Sorry, Arnold.
I mean, these are just run-of-the-mill little piggies?
Arnold, the purpose in learning karate is not to get tough. It's to build up your self-confidence. It takes time. Sometimes it takes years.
Well, I'm confident. I'm confident that by tomorrow I'll be stuffed and mounted over the Gooch's fireplace.
No, you won't, Arnold. You're going to call that fight off. Now, I mean that.
I'm sorry, Arnold. But I just couldn't let you go down there and get whipped. You understand?
Yeah, but what's worse than taking a beating is not showing up. My friends will think I'm chicken.
No, they won't, Arnold.
I'll be ashamed to be seen in school. I won't even raise my hand to go to the bathroom. I'll have to save it till I get home.
That's ridiculous.
No, Willis, no matter what Dad says, I have to go down there tomorrow and take my beating like a man.
But, Arnold...
I've got to do it, Willis. Just for my self-respect. You can understand that.
Well, there must be a way to keep your self-respect without losing your front teeth.
Oh, Willis, I gotta do it. Just to save face. You can... Don't tell Dad.
Can't promise you that.
Well, just remember it was you that got me into this whole mess.
You're right, Arnold. I promise I won't tell. But I'm going down there with you tomorrow.
Thanks. Well, I guess I better go do some heavy praying. Maybe God has a hotline.
Poor Arnold. He sure was taking it hard last night about his killer foot.
Yeah. Well, it's very disappointing when you discover you're not who you think you are. For years, I thought I was tall and thin.
Arnold will feel much better after he's had a good night's sleep.
Hey, well, where are the guys anyway? I haven't seen them this morning.
Me neither.
Daddy, do you suppose...
What?
Oh, nothing.
I got a hunch I know what you're thinking. Well, Arnold wouldn't deliberately fight after... I better get down to that schoolyard.
Hi, Dad.
Hi, Dad. Everybody. Hi, everybody.
Hi, guys.
Well, this was a great idea you had to go jogging before breakfast.
You know, Arnold, we should do this every morning. It's very healthy.
Yeah, it's very good for the red blood corpuscles.
All right, knock it off. Now, I want the truth. You went down to fight the Gooch, didn't you?
Well, yes and no.
Truth's in there somewhere, Mr. Drummond.
Well, we're going to get at it. Would you two guys like to explain that yes and no?
Well, yes, we went down there, but no, there wasn't any fight.
Well, what, did you talk the Gooch out of it?
No, the Gooch didn't show up. Lucky for me, he must have heard about my killer foot and got scared.
Arnold, you don't have a killer foot.
I know that, and you know that, but the Gooch doesn't. Man, I dig being a little kid with a big reputation.
Well, the little kid with the big reputation has disobeyed his father.
Dad, I guess we're in trouble, huh?
Well, it took a lot of guts for you to go down there and face the Gooch. So I forgive you.
You're the greatest, Dad.
Well, one of them.
I gotta go call some of the guys.
Well, Dad, the only reason why I let Arnold go down there is because I knew the Gooch wasn't gonna show up.
How did you know that?
He found out about Arnold's killer foot.
Well, how did he find out?
Oh, you know, Arnold's karate teacher, Mr. Kim, showed the Gooch what Arnold learned.
That's strange. How did the Gooch happen to go to Mr. Kim?
One of Arnold's friends took him.
Friends?
A close friend.
Close enough to be a brother.
You could say that.
You're terrific, Willis.
You can say that, too.
Yes, Arnold?
Can I have an advance on my allowance? I'm going to need some extra money.
What for?
All the kids want autographed pictures of my foot.